With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nothing saddens me more than seeing my good friends, the Blue Cougars of BYU, getting beat up by people, you know, unnecessarily criticized. All right, there's a little sarcasm in that. Our good buddy Hans Olsen from 1280 The Zone joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. You don't believe that for a second, do you?
I can even hear the sarcasm like oozing out of your face, like just
yeah,
a lot of sarcasm. And I could tell they're getting punished. There's no question, and you know, you wonder if it's all justified.
BYU fans love me down there, so I'm sure that's fine. I went on with your morning show today, and I'm sure I made some more friends. So I actually tried to explain this in the first segment. And I'll paint the picture like this. We all know, I think everyone by now has heard of or seen the tweet, anytime, anywhere, anyplace, that thing that the BYU football program put out. And then, you know, Washington, which has known probably since the middle or end of last week that there's a possibility the Apple Cup would not be played. Jen Cohen, their outstanding athletic director, had been working on some options, other options, and Mountain West options. We'll see about Arizona State, Utah. We'll talk to you about that in a second. And then BYU comes into play because what a great year they're having, undefeated. Washington looks really good through the first two games. Feels like, from a football standpoint, it'd be a great matchup. They say anytime, anyplace, anywhere, but not so fast. I painted the picture like this, Hans, and you tell me if I'm accurate or inaccurate. There's a lot more to it than just saying, yeah, we're going to play, and that includes having a last-minute cancellation. I'll let you kind of explain what the politics and the climate of football in the state of Utah is.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I would love to see that game. It would have been incredible. I think Washington would probably be a 2, maybe even a 3-point favorite, I think, by Vegas standards in that game based off what they did last year. I'm sure that there's a certain bit of BYU looking at that game thinking, oh, man, I don't know if we want to play that. That's a really good team. It's a tough place to play. And so there might be a bit of that. But there is a really strange chemistry between BYU and Utah. And I can't imagine that it's too far off what it is with Washington and Washington State. And I want to take everybody on this little journey for just a second and try to help them understand. Let's say that Washington got invited to the SEC and the Pac-12 disbanded, and Washington State, in a moment of, I'll use the word desperation, said, okay, well, we'll build our own product, we'll go independent, and we're going to be bigger and better. And so Washington goes on to the SEC, and here's Washington State. They built their own TV network. They've got their own diesel, their big production diesel that moves across the country and can provide all these different productions. They do all this stuff to try to be independent and popular and remain, you know, somewhat relevant. Okay, so I want everybody to picture that happening, or vice versa, Washington State and Washington. And in the SEC, you've got this opportunity for Washington State to play one of the big dogs in the SEC. And finally, this Washington State team that is fought for relevance, and they've built up, and they're trying to remain as a name in the country as far as major college football is concerned, and they've got an opportunity to play Alabama. But there's a caveat. There's a possibility that Washington's game will cancel for that week, and if it does, Alabama will cancel with Washington State, this team that's trying to be relevant and has a really good team, and they will just schedule Washington because that's the conference foe. And I think that that should help people understand a little bit where BYU is. They're trying to stay relevant.
Well, I would almost flip it around with Washington and Washington State, but I think people get your idea. As I pointed out earlier, you know, forever, BYU was the number one program in that state.
Right.
And the number one and the number one non, you know, Pac-12 program west of the Mississippi and right up there. And with the Pac-12 thumbing their nose at BYU and welcoming with open arms Utah, you know, that climate has changed, and there's a lot of and rightfully so, there's a lot of hurt feelings and bad blood down there. And the last thing, right, you would want if you're BYU is to have this game, schedule this game, be preparing for this game, and then on Thursday, all of a sudden Arizona State can't play and Utah gets that game instead of you, BYU. There's no way they were going to accept it on those terms, is my understanding.
No way. No, that is that will stop you before you even begin in negotiations. It's either, oh, we're playing Saturday? All right. What's our flight? Where's our hotel? We'll see you on the field. Or it's, oh, no, we're not even going to start a discussion because we don't want to get to Wednesday having brought kept everybody in town for Thanksgiving in the week and making all these plans of preparations. There's no way, Ian. They weren't going to put themselves at that risk to be embarrassed and give it back up to their rival that they once were so superior over. And there's no way they were going to risk that.
Which I think people can understand that. I would hope so. Where does that leave this weekend? What are you hearing? Because you got your nose down. What are you hearing with Utah and Arizona State?
Okay, so I'm hearing right now they don't feel confident that game's going to be played on Sunday. It was moved from Saturday to Sunday, as I'm sure you've told your listeners, and that game is very much in jeopardy. And I think that the university feels that. I think Arizona State is starting to express it. The soonest that they could get on the field was Wednesday, but they felt that it was more likely going to be Thursday evening or Thanksgiving evening. That giving you the best opportunity to be on the field for a full practice on Friday with a game on Sunday. So I don't think that game's in the works. So more likely than not, we are going to see Utah versus the Washington Huskies. I would put a higher percentage on that than I would Utah and Arizona State. But I will tell you this too, Ian, if Arizona State and Utah play and Washington sits dormant for that weekend, that is going to be an ugly look for BYU, in my opinion. Right now, BYU is hoping that this Utah-Arizona State game is canceled and Utah does get that nod so that they can say, see, we told you so. We didn't want to be brought into that mess. And I totally understand that. I see where Tom Homo's coming from. I'm actually understanding across the board.
All joking aside, I am too. I think that's the thing up here. It's like, you know, everyone up here is saying, you know, BYU is afraid. BYU doesn't want to play Washington. You know, I think that the thought that you could prepare for a game and have it pulled out from under you. I mean, do you think if the Pac-12 would have been, listen, everything's changing. I'm not sure why anything's set in stone these days. I guess the Pac-12 would have to protect its member school in Utah, right? That's otherwise, why wouldn't you just say, hey, like, you know what, BYU in Washington, you guys want to play? It's on. Let's just do it, and we're not going to pull the rug out from under you. To me, that would have been the simple answer, but I'm sure Utah would never have gone for that either.
No, there's not a chance. And you've seen how strange, and that's only one of the things that BYU would have had to deal with, Ian. And you know, that release that the Pac-12 put out when they announced that they were going to allow out-of-conference games, there were three demands and having to follow protocol and having to do it under high scrutiny. And like the day before that was released, Kalani Sitake at practice was asked, well, how many guys do you need to field because of the 53? And Kalani's like, well, I need 11 for defense and 11 for offense. And, you know, right now BYU's vision of what they need to be and what they need to do to be on a football field is just way off of what the Pac-12 is looking to do. And so there was just so many things in that kept that thing convoluted and probably improbable of happening.
Well, listen, my friend, I appreciate you popping on, giving us a little context and a little different angle as opposed to just they're afraid and dropping it at that. I kind of think there's, as we all should realize, a little bit more to it than that. But it is 2020, so who knows what's going to happen. Listen, man, stay safe down there. Congrats, by the way. I saw your daughter just signed to play volleyball and stay local, which is awesome. So congrats to you on that. And let's talk down the road, okay?
All right. Sounds good. And hopefully Washington State can get themselves turned around and back on a field. I'm a big fan of Pullman, big fan of the Washington State Cougars. If I ever came to that state to play football, it would be with the Washington State Cougars.
Not the Huskies. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Good.
I think Hans is doing that thing where you find out who you're talking to and then you say whatever's going to make them happy.
You know,
smart.
He's 40-plus years old. He's like, it's kind of a little outdated. But, hey, I appreciate the sentiment anyway, my friend. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.